Representatives of more than 50 countries and organizations are meeting in Tokyo. They're considering ways to speed the rebuilding of Iraq. The donors' meeting is a follow-up to one held last May, where nearly $14 billion was pledged for the reconstruction effort. But so far, only a small portion of that money has been provided. NPR's Rob Gifford is at the donors' meeting in Tokyo. And Rob, first, this $14 billion that's been pledged but not provided, that's become an issue in the presidential campaign here. Why hasn't the money been provided, or a lot of it been provided, to Iraq?
Well, the main concern is the unstable situation in Iraq. These countries, including a lot of European countries who opposed the war, have pledged this money, but they're just saying that we can't put people into Iraq. The situation is too unstable. We can't put aid workers or any of these projects yet into practice until the situation is more stable.
So how is another donors' meeting now going to change that?
The Bush administration wants to give this whole process a push. It has been frozen. They brought along several senior Iraqi politicians who've been speaking very frankly today about the desperate need of Iraqis to get some of this money in and on the ground. As you say, $14 billion was pledged. Less than $1 billion has actually been put into practice.
Well, let's listen to one of those Iraqi politicians. Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister Barham Saleh was at the donors' conference and made an impassioned plea today for assistance.
I hope that you regard your support as investment, not charity. It is investment not only in the future of Iraq, but also in the future of our region and indeed the future of the world and its economy.
That's Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister. Rob Gifford in Tokyo, what else did he have to say?
Well, he's been emphasizing two things, in fact. One is that while he admitted, of course, there is a lot of instability in Iraq, he said it's not actually as bad all over the country as we're led to believe on our television screens. He said there are some very stable areas of the country where aid workers could come in, where some of these aid projects could be put into practice. And the second thing he's really been trying to stress has been how successful reconstruction will really strike a blow against the terrorists. At the moment, the fact that there is not running water, there is not electricity, the sewage systems don't work, these are things that are really playing into the hands of the terrorists because ordinary Iraqis are very, very angry that these facilities have not been set up, and that's pushing them more into the hands of the people who are attacking the coalition forces.
So this two-day meeting is just getting started, but is there a likelihood, as far as you can see, that additional pledges of money or just an actual delivery of the money that's been pledged will come out of this meeting?
Yeah, it's unlikely that more money will be pledged. What we may see is a little bit of a redistribution of the money. For instance, $18 billion was pledged by the United States alone. Now, Washington is saying $3 billion of that is having to be reallocated away from these water projects, away from electricity projects, and into law enforcement issues in order to train more police. The Bush administration is trying to persuade some other countries here at this conference in Tokyo to try and pick up the slack there, to give more money to fill into that $3 billion that has now had to be shifted in the U.S. budget.
Thanks. That's NPR's Rob Gifford in Tokyo.